4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 7:43 p.m. Well, whereas that is a lovely time of day, to be certain, that is not the correct time. The correct time is 19:30 UTC, and that is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee! Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee. And if I had to guess, I'd probably say that I'm probably most well known for my love of drinking tea. Oh boy, what are we drinking today? Oh, we're still drinking the yummy good old Da Hong Pao. Let's get some more. It's so yummy. I do love to drink Da Hong Pao. Why? Because it's super good. Oh yeah. Mmm. Yes. I need this delicious, yummy tea today. I need this hot tea. It is cold. It is cold again today. I thought they said it was going to warm up. It was actually kind of a little bit warm yesterday, but no, it dipped down to just a couple degrees above freezing. And I still haven't turned the heat on in my house. So, I'm playing some kind of strange game. It's 58 degrees in my house. It is now colder in my house now than it has been in at least a year. Although I'm trying to remember, when did I let it get down to 54? Was that last year or was that the year before that? Anyway, I did sort of entertain the thought of turning my heat on as soon as I woke up, because I woke up and I said, "Oh, it is cold today." But I have not given in to the temptation. No, I have not. Not yet. Not at this time. I'm just drinking tea. Drinking tea and loving it, because I love to drink tea so much. And what am I doing today? Well, I gotta do a bunch of weird stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, since I'm going outside and I gotta go out later, and maybe I'll go to the store because I kind of have to go to the store. And I'm sort of thinking I want to go to the store today so that I don't have to go this weekend. And blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to figure out when am I gonna go to the store? And I've gotta. What am I trying to do here? I'm trying to straighten out this cable because it's not... What the hell is going on? What is wrong with this damn wire? Okay, that'll work for now. But anyway, I gotta call my friend, and I gotta go over to his house and give him back his little saw. He let me borrow a small table saw, and this table saw was instrumental in getting my new guitar made. And so I gotta take it back to him. And look who just walked in the room. Oh, you heard my voice and you said, "Oh, what's happening? Is it Dubious Goals Committee? And why are you really interested in this over here?" My cat has arrived. Pippa is in the room. Why are you walking on my papers and stuff over here? Is there a bug under there? Are you looking for a bug? Or do you just like the sound of that plastic bag? I don't know what the cat's doing, but while we're sitting here and she's distracted, we can turn on the kitty computer. Oh, now she saw me approach the computer, so here she is. Hi. Who's a good kitty? Do you like the kitty computer? Yes. Oh, look at that splash screen. Now, don't chew on that plastic bag. What's your deal with chewing on plastic bags? My cat is now chewing on the bag that's holding the change from my car, which I still haven't taken to the bank, because I don't even know if the bank is open or anything because of the COVIDs. That reminds me, I absolutely have to go to the bank. I got this check that I need to deposit into my account, and I got all this loose change that I need to have counted. Can I fit that into all this weird stuff that I have to do today? I don't know, maybe. Okay, let's log into the kitty computer. Pippa has walked into the bathroom so she can have a yummy snack of Ducky Chunks. And so we're going to call up the kitty videos here. And this one is called Birds Tweeting in the Forest, 9 hours. Yeah, because that's what kitties like to do. Oh, okay, well, this is a bit unusual. Pippa has now walked out of the bathroom, took one look at the birdie videos on the computer, and walked by. She has walked by, walked over to the other end of the room, and she is now looking out the window, apparently looking for real birds, and not very interested in the fake birds that are on the computer. Do you want to watch Big Bunny? Do you want to watch the Big Bun? Big Bun time? No, apparently we're not. Recently, this is a little bit odd. Recently, my cat and I have started watching a YouTube channel of this girl and her giant rabbit. She's got one of those Flemish giants. And oh my god, that damn rabbit must weigh 20 kilos. It's absolutely huge. And, you know, giant rabbits are funny. You've seen the movie Harvey. You've seen Donnie Darko. Giant rabbits are hilarious. Everybody knows this. I really probably shouldn't be telling you, but, you know, banana.
Banana.
Sometimes banana.
Banana.
Anything you want, as long as it's banana. And now that I'm sitting here thinking about it for a minute, I don't want to go to the bank. I might have to put off the bank for another few days. Maybe I'll go to the bank on Monday. I don't know. I don't even know what I want to do. Everything is so confusing. And instead of making a list of stuff that I should buy at the grocery store, I picked up my notebook and I noticed that, oh yeah, I forgot, F1 is also this weekend, blah, blah, blah. I got a race coming up. And I'm super disappointed in myself for this year's results so far in me and my cat's fantasy F1 league. Because I failed to mention this last week. Last week was... It was not good for our little Tobster. No, it was not. Of course, 2 weeks ago, everything was great. Everything was great. My guy was doing great. Valtteri Bottas, he won the pole for the race, meaning he's going to start in the first position. And he went zooming around the track, and he got the fastest lap. He got the record for the fastest lap during the race, and that means he got an extra point. And then he won the race, and hooray, my guy wins, and my cat's racing guy came in like third place. So I actually sort of gained a couple points on my cat. So I was only behind my cat by 10 points at that point. And then what happens? Last week, my guy, he wins the pole again. He starts in first place, and my cat's guy starts in second place, and they go zooming around the track, and they go zip-zap-zooblin', and having a super fun time, and then disaster strikes. Disaster strikes. My guy, his car freaks out and does stupid stuff, and my guy drops out of the race, making him not last, but second to last. And boy, does that make me angry. Because then, of course, my cat's guy wins, and then... So now I'm more than 25 points behind my cat. Yeah, close to 30. 28 points behind my cat going into this weekend, and it's not good. I'm going to lose again this year unless my cat fails to finish. Oh boy, what a greasy mess this has become. And boy, are you going to get it now?
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
Yes, and now 1981 mom is walking in the door, approaching the kitchen to find out if her fantasy F1 league is shining.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just being greasy little 1981 kids. What'd you expect, Mom? And that's why I think we now need to bring, I don't know, how about the Rolling Stones in on this whole deal? Yeah. This ought to be good.
Shattered. Shattered. Loving, hoping, sexy dreams, surviving on the streets. Look at me.
Shattered.
My friends are shattered.
Battered by the Stones. Is that mix love song to New York and or Manhattan? Well, maybe. That was from 1978, and I think that's when the Stones were in America, when they were tax exiles, and so they were spending a lot of time with a lot of New York people and fun stuff. And we don't need to go into it.
You know, the other thing I was thinking, oh, wait, wait, where's my book? Where'd the book go? My book is gone.
I will get that book for you, sire, but it is a dangerous mission. I shall assign you a partner.
Very well, I will go with Kirk.
Kirk is not to be trusted in these matters. Kirk is a violent and sexually deranged being from the fourth dimension.
Kirk, is it true you are still an erotic adventurer of the most deranged kind?
Yes.
Very well, who should I go with?
You shall go with Tony Harrison there.
Oh, come on.
What? What's your beef?
He's got no legs. He can't walk.
How dare you? I come fully equipped with a papoose. If you need to move me around, I slot in the back like a peanut.
Regardless of Tony Harrison's mobility, Kirk, not only is he so greasy, he's an erotic adventurer of the most deranged kind. Typical. And boy, oh boy, is he gonna get it now, that little greasy Kirk.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap! How about a quick kick to the head, little Kirk Cameron? Okay, time for more music. I want Georgia Shadalites and Hippie Hippie Shake.
Hippie, hippie shade.
Yeah, okay. The ending is a little wonky, but whatever. The Georgia Satellites with the rockabilly standard hippie hippie shake. Sometimes you just gotta shake it. And nobody loves to shake it more than...
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
That's right, girlfriend Vietnam. She likes to shake it. She got the hippie hippie shake. Where is this going? Is that even a question that we want to ask? Because you ask a question like that, you end up with something, I don't know, like banana cha-cha. No, we're not doing that. No. Oh, no. No, no, no. There will be no banana cha-cha. There will, however, be some Renai circulation. Renai Circulation by Kana Hanazawa. Oh, it's so fun. I'm going to be playing that every time that I want to play Banana Cha-Cha. Instead. Just because. Oh, is it a little bit too sugary? Is it a little bit too sweet? Maybe it is. We do got to watch our blood sugar levels around here, so maybe we need to undo it with some more Georgia satellites? Yeah, that sounds good. Yes, it turns out that he is tied down by battleship chains. Oh, good stuff from the Georgia satellites all the way back in 1986. Yeah, that seems about right. I vaguely remember being there, kind of, sort of. The 80s. The clothing, the hairstyles. Oh my God, I'm having flashbacks. Quick, somebody give that man some tea. And then tell that man to tell the people on the radio that they have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Yeah, every damn day. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go do a bunch of stuff. I gotta go to the bank. I should probably do some laundry. Maybe I'll put the laundry off until tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe I gotta go to the store. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.